Making the headlines on Breakfast Briefing.
Well, the front page of the Irish Examiner features the latest efforts to introduce nuclear here. A bill should see our 2.5 year decade ban on nuclear energy be discussed tomorrow by Fianna Fáil politicians. Cork East TD James O'Connor is behind that push. He's bringing his bill to an internal party meeting after receiving support from the Taoiseach last week. And writing in the Examiner today, Deputy O'Connor says lowering electricity prices requires decades of investment in generation capacity, grid infrastructure and energy security. And countries that will enjoy affordable and secure energy in the 2040s and 50s are making decisions now. Now, of course, he is too young to have been around during the anti-nuclear movement of the 1970s and 80s. But I'm sure while people are keen to lower their bills, lots out there are still not very keen on the idea of nuclear, with, I suppose, safety concerns and, of course, questions about where nuclear waste would go. But it will be interesting to see if that idea progresses. The Irish Times reports asylum housing providers are suing the state over reduced demand for services. It says the state has been left exposed to significant liabilities after 5 cases have been taken against it by providers of buildings originally earmarked for accommodating asylum seekers. It comes after the government changed its plans and reduced the number of accommodation facilities needed. Now, 2 of those cases have been settled, it says, with the Dáil Public Accounts Committee to seek details on how much was paid in compensation after the state withdrew from such arrangements. And the front of the Times also references the embattled British Prime Minister after Labour's disastrous results in the local elections in England, Scotland and Wales last week. Keir Starmer is set to urge closer ties with the EU in a major speech today as he fights to remain on as leader. That story, of course, dominates the British papers once again this morning. The Guardian says Keir Starmer is facing a fight for his political life today. It says it's after potential leadership rivals Wes Streeting and former Deputy Labour leader Angela Rayner began to position themselves for a contest. Of course, Starmer has been insistent he will stay on as Prime Minister. But those hopes appeared to diminish yesterday when about 40 Labour MPs called for him to set a date to step down. Well, as a Roscommon woman, the photo on the front of the Irish Independent is a lovely sight to be greeted with this morning. Conor Ryan of my own club, Pádraig Pearse's, with his fist raised in the air following their absolutely thrilling win over Galway in the Connacht Senior Football Final yesterday. The caption does note Roscommon have now completed a clean sweep in Connacht with the minor under 20 and now senior titles, and of course the minor ladies too. The headline above reads, borrowers in race to fix loan rates ahead of interest spike. So Charlie Weston is writing here that there are fears of a spate of rises on the way, with large numbers breaking out of existing fixed rates rate arrangements to lock into new fixed rates in a bid to shield themselves from potential mortgage cost jumps. It says mortgage rates here are now at a 3-year low, but are expected to shoot up on the back of European Central Bank rate rises, possibly as early as next month. Now, there is a pretty disheartening story inside the Independent. The Labour Party says a staff member is spending 40% of their time blocking racist abuse that's directed at Galway West by-election candidate Helen Ogbu on Facebook. And Helen Ogbu has served as a Galway City Councillor since 2024, when she became the first black woman to be elected to the council. A party spokesperson says they're employing a member of staff to help her with her digital campaign. And the spokesperson also claims Meta is slow to respond, saying the party has brought concerning commentary to the company's attention on multiple occasions, but Meta is yet to take any impactful action. Well, the Red Tops now have gone with the return of the 2 Irish people who were stuck on that cruise ship at the centre of the hantavirus outbreak. The Sun and the Star and the Mirror all featuring an image of the Air Corps jet that flew to Tenerife yesterday to bring them home to Baldonnell Aerodrome. Now, you would wonder how much all of that cost. Now, I suppose some would say the cost is worth it if it means we minimise the chance of the virus spreading. Now, of course, these 2 individuals aren't symptomatic at the moment and no one on board the ship yesterday was infected with the virus. But I suppose memories of the COVID pandemic are still fresh in a lot of people's minds. Now, inside, they also feature a photo from that dreadful fire in Waterford over the weekend. Multiple businesses have been damaged in this blaze in Tyker on Saturday night. Now, thankfully, no injuries reported there. But of course, that's a very difficult time now for those who've spent years and have invested a lot of money building their businesses. Now, turn to The Sun, which features reports that the Cancorla Verona Murphy was targeted by Chinese spies. It says then Garda Commissioner Drew Harris delivered a rare security briefing in person to the Wexford TD last February amid concerns a Chinese spy network was trying to infiltrate as Miss Murphy's political into Miss Murphy's political circles. It says, "We are, of course, increasingly being warned of international threats and cyber and hybrid threats and the like, especially with Ireland's EU presidency coming up in July." And finally, just on a lighter note, as lots of people are beginning their work week, the Irish Daily Mirror has a piece that strengthens the argument for a four-day week. It says the shorter week could help thousands slim their waistlines. And analysis by the University of Queensland in Australia has found 1% reduction in annual working hours was associated with a 0.16% decrease in obesity rates. Now, that does sound like pretty minimal figures, but I suppose it does strengthen the argument for those calling for a four-day week to be introduced here. The author of the study saying people have a more balanced life and therefore, when they have a more balanced life, they have a better life. And those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing with Shane Beattie on News Talk.
With Gallagher. Bespoke insurance solutions for hotels, guest houses, public houses and restaurants. Visit ajg.ie.